Welcome everybody, Shiur number 1412. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Daliv Ben Rabban Zizel. With the Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rufua Shalema Eliza Chana Chaya Bas Shendel Sarah Shetakav Rufua Shalema Pesach Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to the halachas of Achana Lachal. So there's an interesting concept. I heard an interesting shaila brought to my attention, which I want to talk about. I think we can learn a lot from it, but we spoke about in the past, for example, to have a better understanding, we spoke about in the past, somebody has milk, right? Let's say you have milk out on the table. So I know if I leave my, I had shalosh sudas, fine, I'm finished. So now the question is, could I put the milk back in the refrigerator? So if I leave the milk out on the table, it'll be spoiled, right? I'm not going to have milk. It's 2 hours left, it's hot. If I put it back in the fridge, 1 minute, do you need it still on Shabbos? No, I don't need the milk on Shabbos. I'm giving an example, milk, it could be with anything. I don't need the milk on Shabbos. But I need it to be to stay in. I need it to stay that it shouldn't spoil, right? So, but I need it for after Shabbos. Okay, but if I leave it on the table, it's going to spoil. So the question is, could I do that? Do we say that? Well, what do you mean? You're doing it for after Shabbos. Who cares what the situation is now? Bottom line is, you're doing it for after Shabbos. You're not going to be needing milk anymore during the course of Shabbos. So we mentioned we spoke about. A couple of times that one could put it back in the fridge. Why? Because the action they're doing is really for now. If I don't put this milk back now, meaning on Shabbos, I'm not going to have any milk. So that, in other words, after Shabbos, no milk will exist for me to even have. So the action that I'm doing is really for now. It's an action that if it's not done now, it's not going to happen. Let's put it like that. Okay, something along those lines. So the same thing, an interesting question was brought to my attention, was somebody mentioned to me, very interesting, that there's, let's say somebody, there's cake, right? Somebody has cake on the table, and the cake, the shiloh was like this, that there's, let's say, an older bacher, whatever the case is, somebody in shul, and there's an area of no questions of carrying and stuff like that, so, but there's cake, there's a nice kiddush or whatever, and this person, this you know, young man in shul, would like to take home some cake, so like this he'll have tonight after Shabbos, he'll have from Malav Malka, whatever the case is. Okay, so there's an area of his, that's not the question, he could carry and everything, but the question is, how could you take the cake? You don't need it. You ate the cake that you want for now, finish. You made your alamichia, it's a done deal. So now you want to pack up some cake to take it home so you'll have for tonight, for Shalosh Shudas. How could you do that? It's for after Shabbos. It's hachana l'chol, you're preparing for the Malav Malka Suda, right? As we know, you can't just stop bring. It's clear as day. If somebody wants to make, I want to make Havdalah tonight, right? We all want to make Havdalah. But I need wine. Good. So after Shabbos is over, right? We daven Maariv. I'll bring the wine. I'll bring the grape juice. I'll have wine for, Havdalah. Instead of tonight, I'll bring it now, right? Now I can bring it. Now I have access to the wine. It's much easier. I have more time now. So let me bring it now, like this for Havdalah. It's a mitzvah and everything. Like this for Havdalah, I'll have wine. So the answer is absolutely not. You're not allowed to do that. That's a pure case of hachana. That's a real case of preparing for the weekday, even though it's Havdalah, but that's preparing for the week, right? So the same thing over here. Maybe we're going to say, what do you mean? I'm taking home the cake with me, right? And I'm taking home this young man's going to take home the cake with him. Like this will have for Malav Malka. Like this will have to eat after Shabbos. Oh, but the situation is a little bit different. The shiloh was presented to Rabbi Hirschfeld Shlita and like this, so Rabbi Hirschfeld said like this, that the bottom line is that if this young man doesn't take the cake now, right, they're packing up the cake, they're putting it away. So if he doesn't take those three or four slices of cake now from the table, it's not going to be there. He's not going to have it. They're packing it away in the garbage, whatever the case is. But bottom line is, if he doesn't do an action right now to take the cake off the table and pack it up so he can have it to take home, he's not going to have it. There's no second chance, as they say in English, right? Oh, so explain Rav Hirschfeld. So no, so that would be okay. That would not be a problem of achana, even though you'll say, what do you mean? You're doing it for tonight, bottom line. So it's something, it's not exactly the same case as the milk, but it's something very similar that if I don't put away the milk now, right, I'm not having it. It's going to spoil. even though it's after Shabbos. Over here also, the action that the person's doing, if he doesn't do this action right now on the spot, they're taking it away, he's not going to have the cake. So that's an interesting fact, that it's sort of like, if you want to say in English, we call it now or never, right? Now or never, right? If you don't do it now, it's never going to happen. Okay, so the same thing would be basically, if somebody has a different advocate, if it's a question of now or never, if I don't do this action right now, it's just not going to happen, even though the outcome is for Motzi Shabbos. And the Chiddush really is over here, that over here the person Mamish had in mind for Motzi Shabbos. The Mamish had in mind, not really to save time, but the Kavanah was for Motzi Shabbos, finished. There's no chance that they're eating it on Shabbos itself. So that's an interesting point to keep in mind. If somebody is presented with a situation where if it's now a case of now or never, and they go ahead and then they taka do that action that's allowed to be done on Shabbos, right? And even though it's promoted Shabbos, so explained Rabbi Hirschfeld that would be okay because of the fact that it's for now. The now or never type of a case is for now, because if it's not done now, it's never going to happen, even though the outcome and the kavana is for promoted Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch Hu, Kol Tov.